Hey, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR. And we're back for another Drunken Dangerous. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Dangerous, don't you normally upload these earlier in the day? And the answer is yes, I do. But this time it took a little more convincing. And by that, I mean the fact that I have to upload this on Wednesday to make me continue this story, which I am very high, I might add, as I am in all of these. To continue the reading, as I'm sure you know at this point, Moon People by Asshole McFuckface, or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't matter. I know it's Courtney. His last name is Courtney, Dale Courtney. So he clearly inserted himself in this story. Big shock, but the truth is he's really David, not the Dale Courtney in the story. So nice try. We saw what you did there, M. Night Shyamalan. Where we last left off, we found out that the inside of the alien ship looked similar to ours, but the rooms were much higher and bigger, probably because of their height. Higher because of their height. That's probably why. Good catch there, my friend. What an astute observation. Fixed it. Behind the scenes, little razzle dazzle for you. We've also learned that potatoes and asparagus, identical. Potatoes, if you didn't know, are not a vegetable. They're a fucking starch. No reason to tell the aliens that, though. They're just giving you the technology that could allow you to take over the minds of an entire planet, but please don't. It will look bad on our performance review. And these people think potatoes and asparagus are similar. Yes, please give them that technology. How could that ever go wrong? Come the fuck on. You know what you're doing. God damn it. Like Russia posting misinformation on Facebook. How did we know it would sway an election? Whoa, we were just... Yeah, shut the fuck up. We knew what you were doing. So anyway, they clearly want the stupid people to take over the entire fucking planet so they can all kill themselves even faster. That maybe that's the excuse for what's happening on planet Earth now. I would like to think so. Everyone's been... I'm not even drinking alcohol. I know what's wrong with me. Everybody has been, you know, they'll forced to just, I don't even know what the plan, everybody would eat at Red Lobster, and then Red Lobster would just be overrun, and they would just starve because the world would run out of bologna and Red Lobster, and they'd be so dumb, just like David, they wouldn't know what else to do, so they would just go around licking lead paint until they die. One can only dream, because no death for our... Fill in Mary Sue David here. He is clearly God or Jesus or something. I don't know. I haven't seen him cure a leper. But he does now go on. Can we please talk about how the lunar base one is a ship and not an actual base on the moon? What is that? I've said to a few people now, it's like calling your speedboat a fucking Toyota Corolla. If you tell people, hey, you want to ride in my Corolla... And you're like, sure, and you show up to the fucking dock and you yell. I'm dying. Choking on this story. You show up at the dock on a yacht. They're going to be fucking shocked. I mean, probably happily so, because why didn't you tell me you had a fucking yacht, you weirdo? But don't call it a car if it's a yacht. So why are you calling a fucking spaceship a lunar base? They're very different things. With very different uses. Like, when you said he's going on a lunar base, I'm thinking, how is that going to be any good against the meteor? You're just chilling up on the moon. But whatever, I mean, maybe if it hits the Earth, you'll be safe. And it's like, no, no. And then they're like, oh, we have multiple lunar bases. Okay, I guess there are a bunch on the moon. No, they're just a bunch of ships. What? And you're going to Mars on your lunar base? What moon base, then? Is it because they're based on the moon? I'm trying to think in David logic. Baloney, baloney. And it's all coming around in a circle. Hopefully I won't vomit on the story again. What the fuck? I think that was my throat collapsing, just trying to kill me. Just stop before this story even starts. It's like, no, end it now. My body is attempting that, like, self-suicide. Like, not today. Haha. Sucks to be you, body. We're back at it. You're not done yet. Haha, we got more of this shit show to go. So we are gonna continue on in this wonderful chapter with the alien rooms that were higher because of their height. You could tell that they had a large crew. What everyone couldn't get over was that their ship was as big as a small moon. I mean, wouldn't they have... They didn't see the small moon? Okay. It was 10 kilometers in diameter. It was enormous. You could walk all day long and still not see everything. It's like Disneyland. Their elevator was like a train car. It went all over the ship. My fucking God, it is like Disneyland. It's a small world after all. We all have these same thoughts, huh, don't we? It wasn't slow either. Oh, not like Disneyland. That shit's slow as fuck. You finally get on the ride and it goes at like 0.5 miles an hour. You're like, I've walked on treadmills slower than this. What the hell? Okay. They're elevated, blah, blah, blah. The first, but it wasn't slow either. Doesn't tell me anything. That's where he ends it. But he says it wasn't slow. Well, what metric do you have for not slow? Is it zooming at 70 miles an hour? Or is it like 7? Like, because I'm feeling like if you're on the train car, your perception of speed would be different than if you were, say, walking or riding an actual car. So it wasn't slow either. Doesn't mean jack shit to me, you asshole. I mean, you told me how big it was, as big as a small moon, going 10 kilometers in diameter. You can't tell me how fast it is? All right, dildo, fucking see what you're doing there. Make me guess, because you can't tell me shit. The first place they took us was us, again with this. You can't even pretend it's a Mary Sue anymore. You're just flat out inserting you into the story. All right. Well, at least you're dropping the pretense now. Just keep the us the whole time. And maybe at the end he'll just say, like, instead of David, he'll be like, me, the author. Dipshit McFuckface. Or whatever it was. It doesn't matter, really. Anyone could have written this. A fucking AI could have written this, but the AI-generated stuff is all made by humans, and they're better at it than actual AI, who would just spout out gibberish. Which would still be better than this! I feel like the AI would at least use quotation marks, and for that I'd say thank you. It doesn't make any sense, but thank you. At least you have a fucking excuse. You weren't written for this. You didn't take English classes like this motherfucker did. However, you've definitely consumed more fucking media than he did, because if this person has ever written a book, this is their hate letter to literature. This is their, like, okay, you ever see anybody in government, which happens all the fucking time, you'll have someone take a position in a sector of the government that they don't actually like, so they can perform their task so poorly that everybody ends up going, wow, why do we use that sector of the government? It works so poorly. And so then they end up getting rid of it, which was their whole point the entire time, right? Like, it's just all this, haha, we gotcha, we fooled you into thinking it was bad because we made it bad. Call was coming from inside the house. That's like this, but for writing. You read this and you're like, I don't know if books need to exist anymore. Maybe the English language is overdone and we should all just go into grunting and pointing. This is the hate letter to literature. My God. Who did an English teacher kill his parents? Why does he hate English so bad? All right, I'll continue. And just so you know, I am recording this on Wednesday. When I said I had to, I mean motherfucking had to. Okay, let's continue. Huh. I've already been sick enough lately. I needed a mental health day. Okay, away from this. All right. Anyway, they're on the small world ride in the giant Disneyland planet of this person's ship. I hope they get souvenirs and a big fucking hat on the way out. Because, of course, the aliens they meet are just like, oh, we're fucking God's finger, the alien. Like, we're here to help you. Like, oh, how convenient. You know, if this was a movie, our planet's so fucked, it'd get to the point where the aliens would come down. If this was David's land, it'd be like, we're here to fix everything. Just don't start conquering the universe. Like, that's not going to happen, okay? But apparently here it did, and now they're all riding a Disneyland ride. They thought it was a scary comet, but instead it was super cool alien friends. How great for fucking Jackass McFuckface. All right. The first place they took us was probably the most interesting of all. Was it a mirror and he just jacked off in it for an hour? No, no, that's this book. Each exhibit that they had of different alien races was set up in its own room. All right, that'd be cool as fuck. But why is that on their ship? What's the point? Why do they have a museum on their ship? What a fucking waste of fuel. Why is a museum on your ship? It really is Disneyland. Is this the Hall of Presidents? Why do you have that on a ship? Why would you? Why? There's no point. Are you making your money to fly through space by selling gifts in your fucking gift shop by overpricing? Sell the humans a $20 hot dog. Like, what the hell? This isn't... All right, I guess the most foreign thing he can imagine is Disney World. But alien Disney World. With expensive alien hot dogs that are still somehow made of, like, earth food. Because other foods are hard to think about. How can I think about a thing that's not real? That sounds like fiction to me. Yeah, who would ever write that? They had aliens from all over the universe. There were some very odd-looking aliens. Thanks for not describing them. That would be too much. And some pretty scary-looking characters. Don't describe it, though. Thanks for leaving literally everything up to my imagination, including the interesting part of your story, which is everything. That's not there, so I'm assuming it got cut in the editing you did. We all see what I did there. All right. Sorry, I'm trying to clear this awful story that keeps sticking in my fucking throat. All right, I'm not bitter. I'm good. Stop asking if I'm having a mental break. I'm fine. I'm on the lunar base now. And the lunar base is now off the lunar base onto a ship that's like a moon. Why didn't they call it lunar? It's the size of a moon and it's Disney World. Lunar World. Lunar World. It's Lunar World. Captain Tadmoke's Lunar World. There we go. TM. So they're on Captain Tadmoke's Lunar World ride, which has a fucking museum inside a ship. Wow, what a great waste of fucking resources. You ever remember watching Star Trek and they were like, don't forget to hit up the gift shop? No. Yeah, that didn't happen. They're like, quick, Spock, get me a hat. No, nobody ever did that. But fuck it, you know. Who cares? This is way better. They have a train. They have a fucking train inside their ship which choo-choo-choos them all the way over to the Museum of Alien Representation, which why? Who knows? They're an intergalactic traveling museum. How interesting. I thought they were a warship. First of all, also, okay, they thought they might have to fight these aliens and their fucking ship is the size of a moon. Are you stupid? Your immediate thought is to fight them and their ship is the size of a motherfucking moon. And the first thing they say is like, oh yeah, we can control people's minds. You're fucking lucky they didn't want to fight you. Like, oh my God. All right, let's see. One of the Admiral's crew, one of the security officers, was videoing the whole tour. Videoing. Yes, videoing. That honestly sounds like something like your grandpa would say. If you're like, hey, Grandpa, are you recording this? He's like, yeah, I'm videoing it. And you're like, aw, Grandpa, that's not a word. It is today. Captain Tadmoke, your ship. Oh, yeah, I forgot this name. The Galumpa. What a good... No wonder they call it the galumpa. You know why it's so fucking heavy? You filled it with unnecessary bullshit. Your ship really is this, not just this fucking story. This ship is just like that overcrowded department, right? Like they said, Captain Tudmoke, you get to design the ship. And he's like, cool. 3/4 of it, a gift shop and museum. And they're like, we regret this immediately. And he's like, I don't know why the budget for the giant ship went overboard. Anyway, we need to speed up this train. Like, it's going too slow. We need it to go not slow. Oh, okay, good. Thanks for the specifics. I'll get right on that. It's incredible. It's so big. Unwieldy, you mean. Unnecessarily big. Overblown. Like this fucking story. Why it could be cut down to thirds if the ship just stopped talking about its breakfast. And your museum is nothing short of remarkable. We want to thank you again for allowing us to see all of your ship. And for visiting us. We are... Wait a minute. I thought they said you could walk all day and not see everything. But... How could you see it all with the train zipping by is my question. Whatever. They saw the whole thing. They didn't really see it in depth. They just saw all the aliens in the museum. Were they all dead? Because that would kind of be concerning to me. Were they like representations? Were they like dead aliens? And you're the next one. And they're like, but weirdly enough, like, the human one was empty. Dun, dun, dun. You know, and they're like, here, and go into this gas, wonderful steam room. And then maybe they'd all die and we could end this. We want to thank you again for allowing us to see all of your ship and for visiting us. We are so very to have happy to be your friends and... Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, yeah, we are so very happy to be your friends and so glad you came to us today.
Admiral, it's our pleasure to be here. I only wish we had done it a long time ago, so I didn't have to fucking meet your stupid ass. Before you were born, so I could shoot your father in the testicles.
That was just my thought.
But you know, if we had came a long time ago, who knows how it might have turned out. Look what happened to us with the Archons.
You mean acorns. They're acorns.
Also, Admiral, we have ships for sell or trade that are very advanced from your own,
said Captain Tudmoke.
We would like to do a lot of trade with you now, if you would like.
I'll just tell my superiors and we'll work all of the details out. Then they all walked in the next exhibit. I thought they saw the whole ship already. You fucking lied to me. It was their antisocial friends they were talking about. The acorns. And in the room next to the acorns was the Thracians. Acorns were, they're archons, but whatever, fine. Archons were humanoid, but they looked like they were part snake and part human together. I wouldn't know what that looked like. I hope it's a snake top with human legs. I want to fuck the lady half. That snake face? Give me some of that fang, baby. The Thracians looked like they were humanoid, too, because I can't think of anything that's not a person, right? And some kind of mammal mix. They also had big dog-like teeth. The dog isn't a capital D. Don't know why. The Thracians were also very tall and muscular. They were even bigger than the Paulines. They didn't have the slender look like the Paulines either. They just looked like they were solid muscle, but not muscle like in your arms. Muscle like the sea creature is how it's spelled. So they just looked like a giant blob in a shell, like a muscle. They were giants, about 8 foot tall. The acorns were our size, but they were scary looking. See the snake face? I knew it. We could not understand the writing that was on each exhibit, but the models and pictures were self-explanatory. Captain Dopar explained to us that the acorns would bite their victims to make them sleep, then devour them whole. The Archons and Thracians were some terrifying looking aliens. They showed, you could give us any more description, but no. Okay. snake person is, I guess, the best we're getting. Nothing else. It's all left to your imagination. Maybe it's like Two-Face. It's like literally split down their body. Half person, half snake face. That's oddly terrifying. They have one leg and one, like, tail thing. It'd be awful. It'd be like, put it out of its misery. That's horrible. I'd be angry, too, if that's what I looked like. Who's saying it's not, huh? They showed what each world looked like in a small hologram. Wow, that's such a fucking waste of money. Is this like the Saudi Arabia of fucking alien species? What is this? Why such an obscene waste of money? For what? Because you can shit it out like it's nothing? Okay. I'm not saying I hate you, but fuck you. Give me that money. You don't deserve it. Gimme, gimme. That's normal. That's a normal and healthy outlook to things. Gimme. they showed each world like a small hologram and what their ships looked like and their handheld weapons and even some of the plants and animals on their planets. Wow, it sounds like they're really good at taking over other species, and all the fucking aliens on that ship are probably the species that they fucking conquered. And if this isn't actually the plot, then fuck you, author. And if it is the plot, this is so obvious. How are our fucking protagonists not seeing this? It's literally a museum full of, like, conquered alien races. How is this not pinging all of your red flags? All of them should be going off at once. This is a conquering alien species with a huge-ass, overly elaborate museum full of other species and, like, sensitive military technology that I can't imagine alien species would happily turn over. So even if they're well-intentioned, the fact that they aren't thinking, this is kind of sus, makes me, again, angry that they're still alive. You deserve to die. Like, I've seen a lot of horror movies. You'd be dead by now. You'd be so dead. But go ahead, Stephanie. Investigate that strange noise by yourself. I'm sure it's nothing. The light just went out on its own. After the long tour, nobody was bored. Did they tell you? We think one of your animals would be like, I'm bored, sir. This is boring. What is he, a 10-year-old? They better not say they're fucking bored. They're adults in their job. All right, I'm holding people to too high of standards. Of course, David wouldn't be able to hold his tongue. He can't stand 10 minutes out of baloney break. They're probably just glad he didn't start touching himself in the middle of the tour like last time. Everyone seemed like they were in a state of fascination. You're probably all being hypnotized and you don't even know it. As everyone was loading back onto the shuttle to go back, the Admiral and Captain Tadmoke were talking about an exchange of a couple of crewmen for a couple of days. I love how he repeats these words and makes me feel comfortable, like I'm at home. Because it's like, I've seen that word before. Where's that from? And it's like, oh, from like 5 words ago. And it's like such a warm blanket hug. Like remembering something my mom used to do for me. But this happened like 5 seconds ago. It's like a really, really like interesting sense of like longing for nostalgia, like of earlier in the sentence. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was missing that word. To go over everything and talk about trading technologies and products. Left one of the security officers and Commander Tice, and we got a couple of their crewmen and headed back to our ship. As they arrived, a couple of their crewmen, so clones? Yes, confirmed. And headed back to our ship. As they arrived back, nostalgia. The Admiral instructed Lieutenant Heather Courtney set up quarters for their new guest. Of course she makes the bed. She's the woman. Her vagina wanted to make the bed. If a man tries to make a bed, his dick will literally retreat inside of itself, and his arms will become immediately useless to, like, a stopping flow of testosterone. You know what I mean? Because that's how, like, hormones go. So guys have more testosterone, which is why they're stronger. Women have more estrogen and less testosterone. But when a man is told to make a bed, just the thought in his brain signals the testosterone to shut off, immediately crippling his arms and rendering him unable to make the bed. So they had to do it for science. Everyone knows women excel where domestic chores are involved because the people not doing the domestic chores said so. Thank God they had her. Hopefully she makes coffee for them all, too. And then they'll slap her butt as she walks by and she goes, "Tee-hee! I got a PhD for this!" And said he was heading to his office and for everyone to go back to their stations, that he would join them in a little while. He also said to go ahead and stand down from yellow alert. Yes, put your guard down, you fucking... The Admiral hurried to his office to talk to the President and to update him on all that had transpired. He got through pretty easy, because the President was waiting with anticipation. No fucking shit. Are you serious? Could you imagine? The President is like, you're like, yeah, I'm talking to aliens for the first time. The President's like, sorry, man. I was chatting about... No, what the fuck? Of course he got through easily. The President already said they're literally watching everything they do. He said everyone on Earth is watching them constantly. You don't have to tell us he got through quickly. We're not surprised. We're impressed. Oh, wow. The President wanted to talk to you in this fictional story. Amazing. Let me guess. And he said, I'll suck your dick because you're such a patriot. Every day on 9/11, AM and PM, we'll all salute, we'll suck that dick for America. Anyways, the President is, like, super boner because now he gets to talk about it. And they're so happy that, like, oh, they're definitely not going to kill us. Well, Admiral, how did it go on the alien ship? I bet you have a lot to tell. Asked the President. No, that one wasn't a question. Why'd you say it then, shitty McWriter? Yes, sir, I do. Well, sir, first I would like to say we are on the verge of going into another era. Wow. He's not chosen for his literacy. Talks went great, sir. Thank God, Admiral. I was hoping you were going to say that. Now I know I picked the right man for the job. An excellent liar, no. I'm sorry to interrupt. Admiral, please tell me more. Yes, sir. The Paulines are very civilized and very advanced people. They're willing to sell or trade their spaceships and technology and anything else that we are interested in. I don't think I said anything. It's a little bit of a reach there. It's like you say I'm down to fuck and you're like, oh, you'll do anything? Like, bitch, hold the fucking phone. Now I'm not so sure. Sounds like you're gonna go too far. You know, like... I wasn't concerned until you're like, no, they're down for anything. Like, whoa, wait, why are you emphasizing this, though? You're gonna show up and, like, strip the fucking copper out of my walls and be like, you said I could take what I wanted. No, now I'm not so sure. Fucker. Goddamn. Anyways, the President won't shut the fuck up. He's like an excited teenage girl. Like, you're not briefing a whole group of people. It's like they're 14-year-olds. Like, oh, my God. Brian checked the Xbox and he likes me. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. If you're 14, you shouldn't be listening to this, so get the fuck off. But no offense otherwise. I'm not meeting necessarily you at 14. I'm meeting me. I was an annoying piece of shit. Even more so. I was just slightly less self-aware. Can you imagine? I know. It's like so much. That's why I've apologized to my parents. Like, they weren't perfect either, but holy shit. Whew. My apologies to them. My apologies to anyone that had to interact with me in that period of my life. Ooh, not good. All right, anyway, so basically I was the President. And to be fair, I feel like as a 14-year-old girl, I was still more fit to be the President than the President that's in office now. So, you know, maybe I have a chance. Maybe when I was 14, back when I was pure. Not the porn-making heathen I am now. Speaking of which, new porn soon. Food a coming. It's gonna be good. I hope you're hungry because there's a lot of food a coming your way. I'm sorry, that was horrible. I should die along with all of these people. All right, let's continue. I have to keep doing this. No bad pun will stop it. Oh, good, look, they fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. They seem to just be interested in making new friends and doing a lot of trade. I believe they are being honest, sir. This is like dumbass foreshadowing, right? Like, this is foreshadowing for dummies, like. But But instead of like a shadow, they literally just painted out what's going to happen for you in big block letters. Like, it's like the E on the top of the chart. Like, I'm blind as fuck and even I can kind of see it because I know it's an E, right? Like, you know it's going to be an E. I can say, like, I can't, okay, to be truth, I can't really see the E, but I know it's an E. So every time they're like, can you see the top letter? And I'm like, okay, to be honest, I can't, but I know it's an E. Like, I could say E. We all know it's E, but I can't see it, but it's supposed to be an E. Like, it's an E. We all know it's a fucking E, but I'm not going to cheat. I feel like I glanced over at it on the way in with my contacts in. I saw that it was an E, and then I saw it was FDAS, and I'm not going to lie to you, ma'am. I cheated on this eye test. And it's true, I do. Fucking fooled them. I got a much lower prescription than I need. Suckers. Okay, no, if that was true, I couldn't read this, and I'd be a much happier woman. Anyway. Oh, God. Okay. I believe they are being honest. Of course you do, you simple, simple man. On our tour, we had seen a lot in their museum. Oh, wow, what a great description. We seen and learned about other life forms all over the universe. Sounds like a child talking to mommy about their day at school. And that's the end of chapter 15. Let's continue on in chapter 16. I have about a half hour more. I have an alarm set. Tell me when my hell is over. Don't worry, I'm monitoring my mental well-being. Unless, of course, I hit another sentence that makes me rage out. Like last time. I'll have another sip. I'm parched. My body is trying to kill itself yet again. This one is called Star Wars. Wow, I hope they're not attacked by their supposedly friendly, honest alien friends who have a whole museum of conquered races for some reason. Not them, of course. They're just like, it's like a big encyclopedia, you know? Chapter 16. He's just continuing on from his conversation, still talking to the president. Why would we actually need to show any delineation between chapters? Just put them in there whenever. Some are in the constellation of Gamma Hydra, the dragon that are not so friendly, called the Archons and the Thracians. All right. Two inhabited different worlds close to the star called Gamma Hydra we need to watch for. They let us video the whole tour, and we will send a copy directly to you as soon as I go back to the bridge, sir. Honestly, if we start fucking a fight with these alien snake people because they had to do it because we heard they're bad and we just start shit preemptively, I will fucking kick your ass. Are you kidding me? That was Afghanistan. You see how that happened? You're going to end up leaving and then the whole snake Taliban will take over. Let's not start shit with someone else. Just avoid. Avoid the noid. Come on. It ruins spaceships or something. Oh, God, okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. They let us video the whole tour. Fucking idiots are nothing about security. And we will send a copy directly to you as soon as I go back to the bridge, sir. Also, Mr. President, I feel we should try to move on these trade deals with the Paulines, especially on the trade of their spacecraft, sir. Well, no fucking shit. You think you're offering... It's like having a winning Powerball ticket. I think we should cash that in. Oh, no shit, you think? Are you fucking stupid? You don't have to say what everyone's thinking, you moron. You know, if you think we shouldn't take it, that's when I want to hear your opinion. So I know whether or not to bitch slap you vigorously or slightly less vigorously. Like, no one needs to know this. It's being like, I peed standing up this morning. Great. Thanks for fucking offering your nothing. God, he's a person who comments on a story with like a smiley emoji. Why'd you even show up here? It's like the guy who fucking shows up to a potluck with like, I don't even know, like a can of Campbell's soup. What the fuck are you doing? This isn't a homeless food drive. Go away. Anyway, that's this. It's also this book. You bring me this to a fucking book club? Get the fuck out of here with that trash. Bring in your fucking old leftovers, old Chinese leftovers. Here, guys, you like 3-day-old fried rice? It's sitting in my fridge. That's this book, the version of it. All right, anyway, he's like, oh my God, you guys. here's my contribution. Let's take this amazing technology that's incredibly advanced that this friendly alien race has offered us. Wow, I didn't think about that. You think? Really? We should? We should advance our technology by light? Oh, I can't imagine. I want to see the president tell him no. And he's just like, it's not American made, damn it. You know, that's what I want. That's what I want to see. He's like super nationalistic. He's like, it's not from this earth. Unclean, mark of the beast. They're like, oh no, why do we hire him? That's why you don't get your presidential candidates from like living out in the cabins in the woods by themselves. Got those like Howard Hughes type of fingernails going on. Feet in tissue boxes. Terrible, terrible thing. And that's the president now. We could advance in light speed space travel overnight. I would like to start with negotiations as soon as possible. How many Earth slaves do you think they want for those ships? Sir, I can't emphasize enough about how we need to get to know these people better. This is a match made in heaven, sir. Do you want to fuck them? Sounds like you want to fuck them. You know, Admiral, said the president, you have done a tremendous job here. I could not have done it any better myself, because I'm even dumber. I have some glue before this call. Also, Admiral, I wonder if we might be able to start any planetary exchange of people. He wants slaves, too. Or he wants to fuck. Let's be honest. Whoever gets the fucking, like, market on alien-human porn, you're going to make so much money. OnlyFans, Interstellar OnlyFans, psh, you're going to break that website. So I agree. Do a fucking match of whatever Pauline porn star you have and human porn star that agree to fuck each other and see what happens. They're willing to eat the food willy-nilly. They're definitely going to be willing to fuck. They don't care. Our STD could kill them. The pH of our vagina could be so acidic to their skin it could literally eat their dick off. They don't care. Just go for it, man. The Paulines are like YOLO personified. Yeah, man, let's just have a giant fucking museum on our ship. That's cool, dude. Like, but what about fuel consumption? Oh, fuck fuel consumption. Live for now. Like, all right. I don't know, it's working for him, I guess. I don't have a giant moon-shaped alien spaceship, so who am I to talk? I'm clearly just jealous. I am, though. I wish I had a giant moonship. Anyway, he's like, dude, they're friendly aliens. A bunch of technology. We need to get to know them. And he's like, yeah, you're amazing. So, yeah, they're getting slaves. They could leave some here and we could send some back with them. Do you trust them not to kill them? Do you? You're a little trusting. I don't know if I'd trust, you know, okay. One more thing, sir. Captain Tudmoke was telling me that just as everyone on Earth is watching this historical advent, so is their planet. The Paulines are taping into on our satellites. I think he meant tapping into our satellites, but he said taping into on our satellites. Okay. And have been watching us on their TV. And have been for about 50 years. Okay, creepy. Also, sir, I feel if they wanted to, they could have swatted us like flies. Well, no shit. But they didn't. Instead, they treated us with kindness. They are way advanced of us. I don't want to be rude, but I think I am way advanced of you. And I'm no spaceman. That's why I think they're legit, sir. I will talk to them about the exchange of personnel from world to world, too. Oh my god, he's doing the everything as a sir in it again. Names and sirs. Ranks and sirs. That's all this fucker knows. Padding. I'm going to try to leave him out. I'm going to leave him out. Fuck you, I see what you're doing. Now, do we have them move forward to Earth? Or do we keep them out here for a little while longer? Let's keep them out there a little bit longer, maybe a day or two more. Just keep on doing what you're doing, Admiral. You guys may have to work, you guys. I love how familiar they are with each other. They're old pals, palling around. You guys, grab a brewski and hang with our alien bros. I have a circle jerk, alien style. Hope our jizz isn't, like, acid. I'm just thinking like aliens, right? Like their spit, their blood, that shit was acid. What if it was like that? Like, except we're trying to be friendly and all of a sudden, like, they're having their alien circle jerk and you jizz and the guy's like, I don't know, chest starts melting off. It's going to fuck up your alien relations big time. I don't know why I'm obsessed with jizz acid and pussy acid. Just go with it, all right? It's better than this story. It's horrifying, I'll admit, but it's... This talk between the Admiral and the President isn't telling me shit. Yeah, I agree. You're clearly going to fucking change ships with them. You're going to fucking be like, yeah. Because the guy is basically saying, look, all our technology is way more fucking advanced than yours. He's basically offering to give you a fucking Porsche in exchange for your rickety old rickshaw. Yeah, you're going to fucking take the Porsche. He's not getting anything good in this deal, my friend. He's getting an old rickshaw when he's way advanced. He doesn't need it. I promise you he doesn't. It's just for your benefit. Unless he was lying and he doesn't have any of our technology. Like, it's clearly just for your benefit. You would be the dumbest person alive to say no. I mean, come back to planet Earth and be like, they offered us all this amazing technology. We're like, nah. We don't deserve it. We still do genocide and it's real bad. Oh, nah. But yeah, so they're going to take it, which that's great. We need even more weapons. That's clearly the problem in this planet. Not enough weapons. Let's see. So many admirals. You guys may have to work a little overtime, but it's for the good of mankind. You know, I feel like that's what every shift manager says, and you're like, this isn't Applebee's. The good of mankind. Like, you know, I didn't expect this in a million years. As a politician, I'm at a loss for words. I'm also at a loss for words. And you don't see that much. I mean, the irony, though, of that statement. We need to appoint committees on what questions to ask our new friends. Well, sir, said the Admiral, I guess that about covers everything, so I will head back to the bridge and get started. I feel like that didn't cover nearly enough, but fine. Don't need an intelligence report. You're not going to write anything up. You're just going to have a little whippity-doo one-person call with the president nobody else wants to hear. You're not like have a whole panel of scientists and people that are dying to... No, just the president. Hey, guys, what's up? Oh, shit, bro. You mind doing a little overtime with the aliens, though? Like, they're so blasé about it. They keep saying how impressive it is, but, like, this whole one-person call doesn't really give me that really sense of gravity. That his words kind of, in their casual manner, don't exactly portray. But the words themselves sound like it should be impressive. Just kind of bro about it. Although, honestly, if I met the president who was like, yo, what's up, guys? I'd be like, wow, how do you do, fellow kids? okay, where was I? God, this fucking boring-ass conversation. Okay, let me see. The politicians, I'm at a lose for words. God damn, man. Very good. Good luck. Thank you, sir. End communique, the Admiral said, and then he headed back to the bridge. As he arrives back at the bridge, we're changing again. He notices everyone was talking. Tense here, tense there, tense everywhere. Why are you so tense? It don't matter. You can change it at any time. Change your tension level. Why so tense? Oh, God. As he arrives back at the bridge, he notices everyone was talking and so excited about our new friends. Our friends, huh? Admiral Benson told Lieutenant Courtney to send a copy of the video of the ship we took on board the Pauline ship to the president as soon as it's ready. Yes, sir, right away. Of course, she does all the grunt work. Awesome. Well, Captain, are you glad you signed on? Yes, sir. I've seen so much in the last 2 days. It all seems like a dream or a fantasy. Sometimes it all does not seem real, sir. Wow, like a dream or a fantasy? Uh-huh. I still haven't even unpacked any of my stuff, sir. Wow, the fact that you're procrastinating is not my problem. This isn't what we're here to discuss, friend. I don't know if the president made you think this is a more, like, relaxed attitude, but that is only casual Friday. Put your pants back on. This is not a dream. You can't keep saying that. But, you know, everything is so exciting. I don't even care. I care that you haven't packed your stuff yet. What the fuck? It's been 2 days. I'm just now starting to familiarize myself with my station. Captain, I was wondering if you mind sharing your station with one of our new guests when they come up to the bridge. Not at all, sir. After all, I am the first science officer. I find it very interesting. I also thought their ship was incredible. Why is he the first science officer when he spent the last 20 years teaching astronomy to high school students? I'm sorry, that is not a good enough pick for first science officer. First disappointment. Yes, I know. As an admiral of a fleet. Did you know? Because I haven't said my name enough. Admiral, admiral. Who cares about my last name or first name? It's admiral. Like a dog. Of a fleet. It was like I was a kid in a candy store. I can't wait to get some of their ships. Then the Paulines and Lieutenant Fisher came in through the bridge door. Hello, Officer Benish. Your place will be right over here next to me. I will show you everything. Then his computer started to flash a red light. What's this? Wait, what's this? Sir, I'm picking something up on our computer scan of our outer solar system. But when I try to isolate it, it shows nothing. It shows something going about 150,000 miles an hour. Well, boy, like that thing in the beginning that you never referenced again until this moment for some reason. It could be another cloaked ship, sir. Oh, no, they're saying sir again. I forgot to remove them all. It appears to be coming this way. Captain, what is it you do see that makes you think there's something there? I mean, the fact that it's tracking something moving, duh. Okay, well, maybe there's a different reason. Sir, my computer is saying there seems to be a radioactive dust trail. Like, in the fucking beginning, why are you acting like you haven't heard about this? You all discussed it before. Why aren't you talking about the fact that this is... But this is why you're doing this... Okay, all right, I guess they forgot. They met these aliens and they're like, we're here for ships! They forgot they cared about this. Lieutenant Parsons, put the location of the ship on full screen and go to yellow alert.
Yes, sir. I don't see anything at all there.
Lieutenant Courtney, contact the Paulines and ask them if they have any more ships headed this way, and also ask them if they see our dust trail.
Yes, sir.
Captain Bramer, keep an eye on our new friend, and can you give me an estimated time of arrival on this incoming ship? Yes, sir. Sir, the Paulines are going to battle stations. They believe we are getting ready to meet our other neighbors, the Archons, not the Acorns. Oh, no. I guess the Paulines are actually nice. Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. They would not be nice. I highly doubt, especially considering they're that much more technologically advanced with us, they really have no point in making friends with us. Like, they could easily take us over. I don't know why they want to be our friends. I've seen our TV too, and if I had just watched that for 50 years, I'm pretty sure, like, making friends and giving us access to more weapons would not be my thought. Have you seen the news and shows? Like, are they just wanting us to kill ourselves? Like, what is this? That's not a... You shouldn't give us more weapons. You've seen TV and that's the impression you got? I'm concerned about their mental health. Like, you didn't think about, like, maybe giving us, like, health care? Like, we don't need... There's a lot of shit to fix before better weapons, but apparently we're fighting Acorns. Archons are so dumb. It's Acorns. They also recommend that we let them handle the Acorns. Admiral, our guest will be here in 16 minutes. Lieutenant Parsons, when that ship gets halfway to us, I want you to go to red alert. Yes, sir. Lieutenant Courtney, I want you to acknowledge to the Paulines that we give them permission to confront the Archons, but we prefer to do it without violence if possible, and if a conflict does happen, to tell the Archons that we are not involved with this dispute. Wow, what a pussy way out, pussy puss. We will fire back if... Oh, good, she's the secretary, dictating notes. We will fire back if someone fires on us, but we do not wish to fight them. We are a friendly world. No, you're not. Well, whatever. Because we're outnumbered, so we don't wish to pick a fight with a schoolyard bully that's literally 100 times bigger than us. We are a friendly world. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just, okay. Also, contact Earth and the other two base stations and brief them on what's going on. Yes, sir. Admiral, said David, the Paleans are firing up their engines and they're starting to pull away. Also, Admiral, their ship is giving off a lot of radiation, too. About 500 Rankins per square foot, sir. Suddenly, the Paolean ship started picking up speed. After they were far enough away, you seen a flash of light. And then they just disappeared. Admiral, that sure is breathtaking. Captain, all I keep on thinking about is I hope nothing is going to hurt our arrangement with the Paoleans. Just like you said earlier, we have come centuries ahead in just a couple of days. There have been so many new doors that are opening up to Earth and proof of other intelligent life forms. Unbelievable! That's why I'm considering helping the Paoleans if they need it. Really considering? And if they get killed because you didn't help them, then how the fuck are you gonna fight those people, huh? You can't. So maybe try to offer them support if they need it before they die, and then the Archons have everything, and then they take us over. I wouldn't care if it just killed y'all. I'd be happy with it. I'd be happy if they all died. That's what they deserve. But what about the rest of the Earth? Not the idiots on the lunar base ships. Okay, God, where was I? Maybe they're gonna die, I hope. It was breathtaking. Sir, there was just another flash of light. It appears that the Paoleans have positioned themselves between them and us. I mean, between the... themselves between them. I mean, you couldn't say the acorns. You just had to say them and them. Sir, the Paoleans are 250 million miles away from us now. It took them 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's like a breakup, right? First you're close, and 8 minutes later, 250 million miles away. It's a thing. Sir, it appears that the Paoleans put themselves out of our reach, maybe on purpose. No, it was an accident. They accidentally flipped a switch. Oops. Sir, we couldn't get there if we wanted to. Wow, that S unbelievable. You know what that feels like? That feels like the reaction on an infomercial. When they're like doing the whole like rotisserie oven, and they've got a whole audience of people that are being paid like nothing to be there, and they all have to pretend to be excited, and they're like, "Look, you could put a chicken in just 30 minutes. You have a delicious meal for the whole family." And they show someone in the audience, and she's like, "Wow, that is unbelievable." You know, that's what it's like. It's that level of authenticity. Okay, Parsons, will you zoom the galumpa? In on the main viewer? They can see things from 250 million miles away? Since when? All this is just remarkable. Admiral, you're not going to believe this. There are three more radiation trails coming towards us at a high rate of speed right behind the first one, sir. Are you sure it's not a coincidence? They are coming from the constellation of Hydra the Dragon. Okay, so what's in the constellation? Is it fucking other moon? This is moon people, unless moon is referring to lunar base, which is the name of their ships, which is still, I argue, exceptionally stupid. I don't think anybody would argue against me except possibly the author. Now this is not looking so good. That's a sit rep. Give me the sit rep. What's the situation? Not looking so good. Wow, thanks. Thanks for the detailed information, Private. All right, let's see. Not looking so good. What are we going to do? Sir, you are getting a communique from Earth. It's the president. He is saying he does not want us to engage the Archons under any circumstance unless we are attacked first. Sir, the Archon ship is just about to arrive at the Paoleans' position and there are three more ships on the way. The Archon ship, why are they not just telling us what happened? Instead, we're hearing it relayed. It makes it so much worse. The Archon ship just turned visible, and right when he said that, the Archon ship became visible. Did he say it into existence? He said it before it happened at the same time? Is he a magic? That you should be using that to fight the Archons. He made them visible with his thought. Oh my God, that's the secret. That's what they mean by manifestation. He must have like a board on his wall with all the things he's manifesting. And one of them is the Archon ships being visible. And it finally came true. He just thought about it hard enough. Thanks, universe. He manifested the ship visible. Then it came to a stop right in front of the Pauline ship. Time was starting to go by. It was always going by. That's how existence works. You are out of time from a different realm outside of time. Doctor Strange, is this you? Time was starting to go by. You mean it passed? A lot of time passed? No. It was starting to. And the Admiral said, I wish I could hear what was being said.
Really? I'm really glad we can't hear what's being said. I don't like to eavesdrop. It's not polite. Even snake monsters deserve their privacy.
Oh my fuck. I feel like their head is full of air. Cotton and fluff. Lowest Common Denominator. That's the name of their ship. That's what I would call it. The USS Lowest Common Denominator. So at least everyone knows who they're dealing with. Oh my God. Okay. The whole crew looked like they were filled with uncertainty and curiosity. Boredom, hunger, constipation. And all of a sudden, the Archon ship started attacking the Pauline ship with what looked like a red pulse weapon, and it was slamming the Galumpa repeatedly. Oh, yeah, more rumpa to Galumpa. That's not a thing, but it should. Then it looked like the Galumpa opened up with everything they had. The Galumpa was so huge. It had weapons all over it. You could see a bombardment of fire onto the Archon ship. Both ships were taking a barrage of multiple hits, but they seemed to be handling it pretty good. The Archon ship seemed to have some kind of blue magnetic field for their shields, and they were working pretty good. The Archon ship wasn't near as big as the Pauline ship. It was about as big as our ship. Our ship, you say? I don't have a ship. You stupid asshole. It looked like the Pauline's fire wasn't doing anything to the Archon ship, though. You could tell that the Pauline ship was getting hurt a little bit. Because this is the kind of person that unironically wants to pay full price to see every Transformers movie. Like, multiple times. And talks about how it's a masterpiece. And the reason is because, like, fight. Explosion. Boob. That's this guy. yeah, so it was getting hurt. It was super bad. Oh my God, it's even worse. The pulse weapon was pretty strong looking. They just wouldn't stop hammering each other. Yeah, baby. It's the erotic coming up. They just won't stop hammering each other. Then suddenly, Lieutenant Courtney said, Sir, I just received a message from NASA that there were about 40 flashes of light coming from all around our solar system region. Sir, the other three Archon ships are just about to arrive at the battle scene. You should start to see them any second on the main viewer. Suddenly, you could see all the Archon ships declock. What does that mean? Decloak? No, declock. They threw their clocks out the window. There they are. Now that's why time was stopping. They had clocks. They had magical clocks. They declocked to show them that they weren't going to hurt anybody. They declocked. There they are. Then the other three Archon ships started slamming the Pauline ship with their pulse weapons. The Galumpa just kept taking it. I mean. Yeah, I bet that Galumpa took it. Lots of rumpa to Galumpa. And firing all their weapons right back at the four Archon ships, and all of a sudden, the first Archon ship started losing its shields, and then it exploded. Everybody on the Lunar Base 1 was cheering. Then you could tell the Galumpa was getting hurt worse because the bigger chunks of the ship were blasting. No shit. From the hammering of the pulse weapons from the other three Archon ships. It's a gangbang. The Galumpa would just keep rotating the ship away from the damaged areas. Because it was round, it worked really well, as opposed to a regular ship turning upside down would be fucky-wucky. But it did not look too good for the Galumpa. Suddenly, one of the Archon ships veered off of the Galumpa and started coming toward the Lunar Base 1, like 250 million light-years away. Sir, one of the Archon ships has veered off the Galumpa. You just told us! No, my mutant power is activated again. I didn't need it. Sir, one of the Archon ships has veered off the Galumpa and is starting to come toward us. We know.
Okay, people, here we go. Let's get battle ready. Red alert. Lieutenant Fisher, are you ready on our weapons?
Yes, sir. What would you like to be your primary weapon?
No, I would like the laser first, but have our Stinger rockets and our small arms fire on standby, and if that doesn't work, get ready to fire all weapons, okay, Lieutenant? If we are going to break through their shields, it will probably be our laser. Lieutenant Courtney, get ready to send a message in English to the Archons. In the message, tell them we are peaceful and we do not wish to fight them. We never tested our weapons, so... Also, tell them that this dispute is between the Paulines and the Archons, not us. Go ahead and send the message now, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
You could see the Archon ship. It was still steadily coming towards the Lunar Base 1. Also, Lieutenant Courtney, send a message to our other two ship sections to be battle ready for when the Archons arrive and wait for my order of fire. Man, this sure is the hard way to test those shields. That's the end of Chapter 16, and you're fucking right. It is the hard way to test those shields. Not just the hard way, but the way that kills you. So, at the end of Chapter 16, the end of this wonderful Drunken Dangerous, hopefully I can stand to read the next one because they're testing the shields. Finally, our chance to see if they die. Will they? Probably not. But I can keep my hopes up for next time. Hopefully, you will be back there, and hopefully so will I. And I will see you back then. All right, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Mwah! Bye.